President Obama held up Worcester Technical High School as a national model for preparing American students to compete in the global economy.
I want the nation to learn from Worcester Tech.
The president spoke to an audience of 5,000 people at the graduation exercises held in the DCU Center in downtown Worcester. He lauded the Worcester Tech class of 2014. 82% of the class will be going to a two-year or four-year college or university. 11% have jobs lined up, and 3% are going into the military.
You've set a standard. You've set a bar. More schools can do it across the country.
The president highlighted the remarkable turnaround that has occurred at Worcester Tech. In 2006, it was one of the worst high schools in Massachusetts. Now it is rated as one of the best schools in the country. Principal Sheila Herity was named National High School Principal of the Year last month by the U.S. Education Department. The school partnered with the local business community to come up with a rigorous academic curriculum and provide hands-on learning experiences. The Worcester School's approach to education has drawn national interest because of concerns students are not being taught the skills needed in today's employment market.
Every community is different, but if Worcester can bring teachers and business and entire communities together for the sake of our young people, then other places can too. And that's why I've challenged high schools all across the country to do what you're doing here. Better prepare students for the demands of the global economy.
The president, in his speech, also touched on the national debate over the cost of a college education. He noted a bill to allow refinancing of student loan debt had been blocked earlier in the day in the U.S. Senate.
Which was frustrating, especially, well, don't boo, just remember to vote. But
the commencement program had most of the typical elements of any high school graduation, including speeches by the class president and the valedictorian, salutes to retiring faculty, and remarks from the superintendent of schools. But the keynote speaker made it an unforgettable day for the 300 graduates and their families. Mr. Obama said he could not remember who spoke at his high school graduation.
I have no idea who it was. I'm sure I was thinking about the party after graduation. I don't remember the party either.
After being called on stage to receive their diploma, each of the graduates got a handshake and, in some cases, a hug from the president. Graduate Lucas Giard said it's something he'll never forget.
Yeah, it's definitely something I'm going to tell to my like kids and grandkids and maybe their grandkids if I'm still alive. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely something amazing.
Julio Santana, who was trained at Worcester Tech to be an automobile technician, said the school deserves all the attention it has received.
I believe this is the best school in the country. Yes, sir. I mean, we got the principal of the year, everything, man. I love it.
The president spoke Wednesday evening at a fundraiser for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. 30 people attended the dinner at a private home in Weston. Tickets to the event cost $32,400 apiece. Mr. Obama told the donors they were crucial to the Democrats retaining control of the U.S. Senate in the midterm election, according to a transcript of the president's remarks provided by the White House. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.